Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. I hope everybody had a great weekend. We have got a cool day in New Mexico, under 70 degrees. It's kind of nice outside. And every single day, I get to make new friends at this job, which is one of my favorite things about it. Welcome to ABQ Connect, Allie Enenga. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hi. It's Enenga. We've been going over that.
Did I do it right? Enenga?
Enenga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get better.
You are.
By the end.
You will.
Allie is a District 15 New Mexico House of Representatives candidate on the ballot for November 3rd. But we're going to talk, obviously, we want everybody to know you're a candidate, but we're really going to be talking a lot about education and parental rights because that's something you have a lot of expertise in. Mm-hmm. I liked when I met you on the phone last week because you were talking about some alternatives and some suggestions. And that's more than I get, Allie, from anybody that I've talked with. There's some really amazing teachers in the Albuquerque Public Schools.
Absolutely.
People that are dedicated. You know, I've talked with David Piercy, who's on the board. He is a person of faith, and I know he wants the best. But for some reason, we seem like we're stuck in the mud. And
yes.
We can't, we're last in education.
Last for years.
In last in graduation rates in the country in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And that is really something that I don't understand. This is an oversimplification. I apologize in advance for my limited metaphors, but I always make sports comparisons. And one of those is simply, if you're a coach, let's use the University of New Mexico as an example. You come in here as a basketball coach at the University of New Mexico and you don't win, you're going to get fired.
Correct.
Is that?
And that's not an oversimplification.
Okay,
that's a fact.
It just seems like whatever the leadership has been in our public schools, it's not getting done. I'm not one second questioning their intention. I'm not for one second questioning anybody's integrity. I know their intentions are good, but it actually has to change, doesn't it?
It does. And that's a huge part of the reason why I'm running for District 15. I live in District 15, obviously. I was a school teacher for 7 years. Just a quick background. I am a woman of faith. I had, in 2015, I was teaching special education science in middle school. And I had a little program that I liked to use. And I went to the school district and I said, hey, you know what? This is really good. It's really helping my kids. And the person that I talked to was very excited about it. I gave her an inch stack of research and said, this program really works. And she was very excited. And then she talked to the special education department and they said, no, it's not a recognized disability for this program. You know, we can do this for them, but that's it. And I thought, they get a lot of money for special education, and that's okay. You know, they do have special needs. But then I was like, what can I do for my kids? I mean, really, what can I do? And so that happened in May 2015. The entire summer, I prayed about what to do. What can I do to help my kids? What can I do to help more kids in New Mexico? And the answer came to me, get involved in politics. And I was like, what? I don't do politics. I vote. I look at the candidates. I vote for the candidate. And that's the extent of it. You know, I didn't really get involved. If I knew the candidate, I would actually help them if I could. And so that year I went back to school and was just not happy. Not happy at all. And prayed and fasted about it. And 3 days later, I ran into the governor, Governor Martinez, and we talked for 20 minutes in a Circle K. And she said, in that conversation, she just off the top of her head said, well, you could run for school board. And I thought, you know what? You're right. I can run for school board. And so that's what I did. Very prayerfully did that. And as I went through that process, I learned a lot about campaigning. I learned a lot about nepotism and corruption and, you know, and a lot of that stuff. And it was very disheartening. And so I'm running for this because it's bigger and I can do more for the entire state. And there's a lot that we need to do to change the education system.
Well, Allie, I appreciate all that you're saying about our education system. I went to the Albuquerque Public Schools. Mm-hmm. I feel like I did not, by any means, through my own fault, achieve any real high levels. But I know a lot of people that are just brilliant, that got a lot out of the Albuquerque Public Schools. I also know some people that, you know, skated by and did the minimum. I was kind of somewhere in between. And I realize now at my old age of 60 plus that I could have done a lot different. But when you talk about just graduation rates, the Albuquerque Public Schools, and by the way, I think this is a generous number. I think the numbers have been revised down, but it's 69.6%. That's the latest data I could get. I believe that's up through 2019, APS graduation rates. But they have a couple of schools within APS that are charter schools, like the Early College Academy Charter School, 90.6%. The College and Career School, it's actually on the campus of CNM, 97.3%. Now, a little selfish here, but my children are all grown up. I had all five children go to Hope Christian School, so I have to brag them. Over 98% of the children that go to Hope Christian graduate.
That's
now,
amazing.
I can think of all kinds of things right now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I had David Piercy on the show here last year, and I said, Dr. Piercy, one of the reasons that I thought Hope was successful is because we might have, a higher student-to-teacher ratio than some schools. Like I know the Albuquerque Academy, wonderful school, 8 students to 1 teacher. Well, that's an amazing thing. But I don't think everybody can afford that. I know I couldn't because I had to pay for, 5 different tuitions. And that was difficult even though we got a great deal at Hope. So I get that. And you're going to talk about school choice in a minute. But my whole point is this, is that there's something going on at these other schools that I don't think is rocket science. We need to go find out what is happening in those schools, even those charter schools at APS, and let's go implement those ideas. And yet you've mentioned that there is a core curriculum.
Right. Common Core.
Common Core that's just been in place forever, and it's not working.
So it's been in place since probably 2015, 2014, as I was getting out of teaching, which I did in late 2015. Because I did want to do something more for my students. So they were implementing it into. And I actually had the opportunity, because I was a science teacher, I had to implement the math standards and the language arts standards until they came up with the Common Core standards for science. And so I had the opportunity to look at those. I was on one of the transition teams. And so I looked at fifth grade standards, the New Mexico fifth grade standards, and the Common Core standards. And I felt that looking at them, that the fifth grade standards that we had in place were higher level than the fifth grade standards that they were trying to implement. So to me, it was, okay, what are they doing to our kids? You know, oh, it's going to be more rigorous. It's going to be critical thinking. But I, in my heart, thought they're dumbing our kids down. You know, it's not really critical thinking. It's taking, now some teachers may argue with me on that, but I just felt that the standards we had, we needed to improve those to be more rigorous. And instead of taking the national standard and lowering our standards, basically. So.
Allie, off air, you told me, oh, by the way, I want to let our listeners know, if you want to call and ask Allie a question or make a comment about education, feel free to give us a call at 505-338-5790. Allie, I wanted to, off air, you mentioned that there are, I don't know how to phrase this in a diplomatic kind of way. By the way, one of the things that you've run your campaign on is all centered around really a Republican initiative for respecting New Mexico.
Absolutely.
You're not talking about dividing up between blue and red. You're talking about everybody working together,
That's
having
right.
a sense of community,
Absolutely.
Respect.
That's right.
Let's do what's best for all of us.
So for me right now, it's not about the party. It's not about being a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent, decline to state, whatever it is that you are. This right now, this year, is about saving New Mexico. And that's why I'm running too, because I love this state. My dad was in the Navy. I've been all over. This is state number 14, and I've been here 28 years. Tell me that doesn't say something about the state.
Yeah.
You know, and the people. It's, you know, when you're, and I consider myself a New Mexican. I've been here a little over more than half my life. So, yep, I'm a New Mexican. Mm-hmm. And I care. I care about this state, and I respect the culture, the values, the principles that we all have, regardless of what party you are. I don't let the party define me, and I don't think it should. You know,
I think the only colors we ought to be talking about are red and green chili.
That's right. Absolutely. Christmas.
Which you can have year round in New Mexico, right?
That's right. I love Christmas. I always get Christmas because how can you decide? They're both so good.
I always laugh at my friends, having been a basketball player, I have a lot of friends from New York, a lot of people from the West Coast, a lot of Californians, and they come here and you first talk to them about red and green chili and they're a little reserved. But I'm telling you, 90% of them, after about 24 months here, they're diehard chili eaters.
Oh, yeah.
And they should be.
That's right. That's right. So, anyway, there's just so much that we need to do with education. And so I have some ideas. I've talked to several of the other legislators. And, you know, we need to get this changed. And I think one of the main things to do is to school choice. Is school choice, to have school choice, vouchers, ESA, whatever it is that we can do, that is going to give our parents their rights back. Because right now, I really feel like our parents, our rights are taken away. They're taken away. And, you know, the school nurse, from my understanding, has to call the parent to see if they can give the kid an aspirin. Mm-hmm. Yet they don't have to call the parent to send them over to get an abortion. So our parents' rights are being taken away in some of the, not the most basic things, but in some of the things that we hold dear in our families. That is a value that we have. I respect my parents. My parents are in their 80s, and I still call them. I'm married. I have a husband. I still call my parents every day and ask their advice. That's part of our culture, is family tradition. And so why are we not letting our kids, or telling them, go to your parents, talk to your parents. You need to do that. Anyway, I digress. But
Allie, you are a candidate for District 15, New Mexico House of Representatives. That's kind of, is that the biggest area? The biggest, because you've got some Northeast Heights, you've got the North Valley.
It's a really big kind of spread out area. I actually have 4 Senate districts that cover my area. So, and 28 precincts. So it's got a little bit of the West Side, a lot of Los Ranchos, North Valley, some of the Northeast Heights. So it's spread out.
How do people communicate with you as you're winding down the campaign? Of course, I think early voting begins October 17th.
I think it's October 6th.
Oh, is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I went to online this morning, and I think that's the end of voting registration. So I believe it's Saturday the 17th through November 3rd. Or no, I'm sorry, through the weekend.
The 31st.
Yeah, the 31st before. So it's Saturday to Saturday for early voting.
Okay.
But we need everybody to register to vote. And you got to do that like right now. We don't have many days left. Right. And that's really easy to do online. It's really easy to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of the churches are doing voter registrations, and it doesn't take but a few minutes to do it. Yep. And if you're 18, you need to register to vote and get out there and vote. And we're not going to tell people how to vote. We just want them to be educated and have information.
Exactly.
And there's so few ideas out there that I've been able to get a hold of people and say, how can we change education in New Mexico? Allie, say your last name for me one more time.
Enenga.
Enenga. And am I saying that wrong?
Yeah, it's okay.
I think I'm.
So just call me Allie.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah.
I think I'm saying it the way you're telling me. Anyway, Steve's laughing at me, our producer. We're going to be right back. Allie's in studio with us, and we're talking about education in the state of New Mexico and parental rights. And we're just looking forward to having another few minutes with you, but the time goes really quickly.
Yes, it does.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Hey, New Mexico. Do you hear it? There's a steady drumbeat of news that points to the end times.
This week, Israel made a treaty with the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and this is in Bible prophecy.
The rushing wave of events leaves no doubt. The time is approaching with clock-like precision.
What happened this week is showing you that the Arabian Peninsula is shifting toward Israel, just the way the Bible says.
Do not miss this, and make sure your family knows.
He's going to come in mighty power. And he's going to set up his kingdom.
What's next now? That's the theme of a special weekend on KNKT coming October 3rd and 4th, when you'll hear the finest communicators take you through Bible prophecy, the rapture, and the second coming of Christ. Remember, nearly 30% of Scripture is about prophecy.
In the New Testament, it's taught in every book. And if the Bible teaches anything, it teaches that Jesus Christ is coming back.
What's next now? Coming to KNKT in October, featuring a stellar lineup, including Billy Graham, Tony Evans, Skip Heitzig, David Jeremiah, hosted by Don Stewart, and including a special prophecy Q&A session with Scott Richards. You need to understand the plan.
Here's the picture. Here's the church. Here's the rapture. The church goes up to heaven. The church is in heaven. 7 years goes on this earth, which is called the tribulation. At the end of that 7 years, Jesus comes back, the Battle of Armageddon happens, and we have the kingdom age, which begins.
Okay, watch this now. Jesus Christ will set himself up as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In other words, he will come and rule.
What's next now? Presented by Water Extraction Experts. Over 10 hours of prophecy messages coming October 3rd and 4th to KNKT.
Jesus said, just before the end, the gospel will be preached for the first time in the whole world.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
A person who loves Albuquerque, Allie Anenga, is in studio with me this afternoon. Thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. We're talking about education in New Mexico. Allie holds a master's degree in education, served as a teacher for a long time. What did you like most about teaching?
So I started out as a third grade teacher. And, you know, I think that's like the most coveted position because It's a beautiful time for 8-year-olds because they're going from learning to read to reading to learn. They're going from concrete thinking to abstract thinking. And you can literally see the light bulb come on. Oh, miss, I get it. You know, and it's just beautiful. I just loved it. But circumstances took me to middle school. And so I was a middle school teacher for 6 years and then, you know, the first year I was half and half general education and special education. They're like, go get your license for special education. So I just kind of got pushed into it, but I loved it. And so it wasn't a big push. And so I taught down at, in the South Valley at Ernie Pyle Middle School, for 5 years and, fell in love with the students and fell in love with the culture. And, you know, I just absolutely loved it. And what I really liked about middle school is, first of all, you learn to have a really tough outer shell. You really do. They're tough. You know, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders are really tough. But it was more for them. It was more about building relationships with them. And that's what I enjoyed most about it, you know, is being a mentor to some of them and sharing, you know, insights. And it was amazing. Being a teacher was amazing. I loved it.
You've mentioned earlier that you feel like parental rights are being taken away.
Yes, sir.
But I think you've got a sense of, by creating school choice, mm-hmm. Right now the charter schools, they get funded just like a public school does mm-hmm. because the money's not allocated to a standard public school. It's allocated to them per student.
Right.
And they have had tremendous success by focus, and they're not using this curriculum that you discussed.
Right.
So there's already proof in the pudding that this is working. Why is that internal competition, if you will, within APS not raising the standard for the whole district? I mean, again, it's not hard to observe. These students are successful. Graduation rates are higher. More parents are involved.
That's a big part of it. So I understand we talked about this, that it's hard for parents to, they have to be fingerprinted. They have to be, you know, background checked. And those are easy things to do, but the parents end up having to pay for that themselves. A lot of parents can't afford the time that it takes to do that, the time it takes to be away. I know down where I was teaching, some of the parents worked two jobs and they didn't have the time to take away. And so I know that there was a bill at one point where parents were able to take off of work without being penalized for that. I don't know what happened with that, but, I think it's important that parents actually have the opportunity to become more involved. And it's hard to do.
And I have to say, and we talked about this off air, there's always an excuse that there's a background check and all the stuff involved. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. I mean, I was a lender, a real estate lender for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Doing a credit report or even a criminal background check does not take very much time.
No.
Calling references does not take that much time. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a way to fund the expense of that for families that can't afford it, because I know a lot of parents, they may not have a lot of money, but they may want to be with their children. They may want to help parent other children.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed what was offered at Hope Christian because the families that were there with us, we all helped raise each other's children. It was literally just a big family.
Right.
And I don't see why, especially in New Mexico, we have these awesome Catholic families. We have these awesome.
We're very family oriented.
Yeah, this is a family. Let's just do this together and mm-hmm. get this thing done. But it seems like there's all kinds of obstacles in the way. And I just, for one, don't understand them. I've asked these questions of other educators and they've kind of thrown up their hands because they've run out of energy.
Right.
Allie, what can you do serving as a representative for the state to help solve this stuff?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that going with school choice is going to give back our parental rights. I think also, the students need choice as well. You know, Mom, I really want to go to that school. They're doing really good. That money should follow that child. I think too that I had students come to me, eighth graders come to me, I had a young man come to me, and I will never forget this. And he said, Miss, why do I have to go to college? I don't want to go to college. I want to go to a school that's going to teach me how to turn a wrench because I'm good at it. And that's what I want to do. So why can't I go to high school where they're going to teach me how to do that? I said, that's a really good question. And so I actually kind of looked into it. There's a very few high schools that are doing it. We need more dedicated vocational technical high schools. Mm-hmm. They can get their high school diploma, and they can start right away, 18 years old, with an apprenticeship because they've got 2 or 3 years into it. So, you know, why are we not doing that for our kids? Why are we forcing our kids to go to college when they don't need to go to college? You know, I mean,
I'm going to give you a prime example of something. I'm not a professional educator, but I started a program for the New Mexico Activities Association. We called it NMAA-TV, and we were video streaming all the athletic events and the championships for the state of New Mexico. We were the first in the country to do this video streaming. My good friend, Mark Gardner at KGSW-TV at the time, and now it's Casa Fox, they were very apprehensive about students having the capability to run video cameras and direct and all of this. But my whole goal in doing this was to teach students how to do it. Well, not only was my good friend Mark impressed with the capabilities of the students, but he ended up hiring a number of those students that worked in this. And I'm talking eighth graders, mm-hmm. ninth graders, to help him produce the Gathering of Nations Indian powwow at the pit that was at that time. And they did a fabulous job, and they paid them for their work. I mean, it was like these kids are not even out of high school, and they attain this capability with technology that's way beyond anything I can even understand today.
Right. That's something that gets me, is that there are so many people that teachers, and I'm sorry to say this, but I have heard teachers say, they can't do that. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can.
And that's the point I'm trying to make, is our students are not stupid. They're not. You know, when APS says, oh man, we hit 69%. What? Yeah. Why are we not hitting 99% graduation rate? You know, and I mean, there's so much that needs to be fixed. And I think one of those things we need to do is really take a look at the PED and what they're doing, what they're pushing, and change it.
Yeah.
You know, we need change in this state. We absolutely need change. I am tired of the same old, same old. There are a lot of people that are tired of the same old, same old.
And let's get back to the Respect New Mexico.
Absolutely.
You really believe that politicians can get together, do an
yes.
evaluation, have an open discussion in front of the public, a little transparency. A
lot of transparency.
And come up with some good ideas.
Yes, absolutely. I do believe that. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if we are all, which all 101 candidates are working towards and striving towards the same thing, the same principles, the same values, you know, the same commitments. And I think that if we can do that, if we can sit down and say, this is what we want to accomplish, this is how we're going to accomplish it, let's do it.
Yeah.
I think we can. And you don't have to be a lawyer to be a legislator. You don't. And there are a lot of us that just care. We care about this state. We care about our kids. We care about the taxes that are being, you know, non-transparent. Where's that money going? We want to know where that money is going. I want to know where my tax dollars are going. Now that I have my own small business, I want to know, what are you doing with these taxes, these extra taxes that I'm paying? So, you know, there's a lot that needs to be fixed, and I think that we can do it.
You know, I think on the state level, this the fund that has been formed by oil and gas that's primarily designed to support education mm-hmm. is now being used to bail out, you know, things because of COVID. Now, COVID's, you know, tough. Mm-hmm. And on this program, we've had a number of people that are critical of the governor, but I've tried to maintain, hey, let's be less critical and more, what can we do to get this fixed? You've been generous today in pointing out some good ideas. How can people get in touch with you to share their ideas with you, Allie?
Sure, you can call or text me. My number's 505-514-4658, 505-514-4658. That's my personal number. I have my phone with me all the time. Please don't call me after 10 o'clock because I do like to get some sleep.
You like to sleep.
I do like to sleep.
Hey, and I know you've driven up here today to be on the show from Roswell. I'm glad you drove safely.
Yes, thank you.
And it's awesome to have you and to meet you, and thank you for being on ABQ Connect.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.